We are up to Perek Zion Mishnah Ches of Maseches Eruvin, and this first Mishnah deals with the question of how much food is exactly required for Shitufim Mavos. We've been speaking about Shitufim Mavos, but what exactly is the number, the amount of food, the shear of food that one will need to make this Shituf? So says the Mishnah, Kama Hu Shiuro, what is the amount of food that's for the Mishnah? It depends on how many people are being Mishatef. Bizman Shehin Marubin, when there are a lot of residents, when there are a lot of people, which means how do we define a lot of people? Well, the Mefarshim explain that a lot of people means 18 or more. So when there are a lot of residents, meaning 18 or more, Mizon Shtei Seudos L'Kulam, then the amount of food eaten by a single person in two meals would satisfy the requirements for the entire group. So in other words, if you have the amount of food that one person is eating would eat in a two for two meals, meaning two separate meals. So if you have that amount of food, then for the entire group, that's all you need, just for that amount of the one person eating two meals, that's the amount you need for this Shituvim Mavos for 18 plus people. Bezmanjahin Mu'atin, but when there are very few amount of residents, meaning that there are less than 18, Kagro Geris Lahutsas Shabbos L'chol Echad V'Echad, then each resident has to contribute an equal amount, and that is that each person has to give the amount equals to the volume of like a dried fig. And the reason or where this comes from is because the minimum amount of that of food that one would be chayav for if they are carrying on Shabbos is if they carry something equal to the volume of a dried fig, and that's what would make them liable, and therefore every single person has to give this volume if there's less than 18 people in this shituf. Now what's interesting is that ultimately all of that will still not add up to the amount that of the 18 plus residents, of the amount for two meals of one person, but still that's the obligation over here. Every person has to give the same amount, but that still will equal less than the two meals for the one person. Mishnah Tess now introduces an interesting idea, and that is that it has not been written explicitly, but the understanding is that the previous Mishnayos that we've been doing, this one and I believe the one that came right before this, even though it's said explicitly that it's about Shitufi Mavos, having a shared alleyway, the truth is that it also applies to an Erev Chatzir. So not only the Mishnah of the Shear, but also the Mishnah of, let's say you go into Shabbos with a diminished amount, then do you have to replenish it or not? So says the Mishnah as follows, that Rabbi Yossi takes exception to one of these rules regarding Erev Chatziros. He says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do these minimum amounts apply regarding an Erev? That you have to have a minimum amount for the Erev, Betchilas Erev, only at the beginning of the Erev. That is, means that when the Erev first goes into effect, you need to have X, Y, and Z minimum amount. Aval Bishyari Erev, but it's for the remainder of the year, meaning once he had the full amount and the year was established and then some was lost, even if there is a small portion that's left, then it would be considered enough and it does not need to be replenished for any upcoming Shabbos. And this is because the reason the Chachamim said that you have to have an year of a Chatziros when there is a Shituf in place is and the reason why is because they want to make sure that the children are not going to forget there is such a thing as the laws of the Erev Chatziros. You'll say what? So every time you have a Shituvim Mavos, people won't have an Erev Chatziros, and then you'll think, oh my gosh, that eventually it could come to be that the people of the town who don't know any better, the little children who only see this situation happening, they think there's no such thing as Erev Chatziros. So we say, no, we have to have Erev Chatziros when there is a Shituvim Mavos. Nonetheless, when it comes to Erev Chatziros, we can be as lenient as we want regarding these cases. So therefore, if you go into Shabbos with too little food for your Erev Chatziros, but you start off with the right amount of food, then you do not need to add more. Whereas when it comes to Shituvim Mavos, if you have less than needed, you would need to add more. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Tess, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. But for now, we'll stop right here.